Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry, and put that pools in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lead. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor, then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk own and control less than 0.035% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly. They can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March for what? Who cares? Marching, they never change anything.
All right, today's podcast is titled Wall Framing for Cash Flow. Wall Framing for Cash Flow, 619-768-2945. Now, this is something I'm about to do right here this morning. On our Blog Talk scrolling marquee, and matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to put it up in our Facebook group. Our Facebook group is eCommerceville. Go to eCommerceville. That's our Facebook page. And let me see. Oh, man, I got to put it in the right group. Okay, hold on. I got to put it up there. I got to copy and paste. Oh, man, I got everything. Well, let me see how I can. Well, let's try it again. Okay, I'm going to have to find a way on how to do this. Oh, well, you know what? Hold it. Well, I know how to do it, I think. Okay, go to eCommerceville. I'm going to go to that. eCommerceville, that's E, and then commerce, and then Ville. All together is one word, eCommerceville. And, okay, here we go. I'm going to post. Okay, and I got one more button to push. All right. And it's posting right now. All right. So those of you can follow along with me. As we do this live stream. And let me see, let me refresh my page. Okay. Come on now. All right, hold it. Yeah, gotta refresh. All right, once again, today's podcast is titled Wall Framing for Cash Flow. I mean, come on with this. Let me try to. All right, here we go. Now it's posted. So you go to our Facebook page, eCommerceville, that's one word, eCommerceville, V-I-L-L-E. Put them all together, it's one word, eCommerceville, which is our social network. Now, you're going to see three diagrams, three pictures. Let's click on the top, the biggest one. That's what I'm working on today. All right. If you want to convert or turn your home from a liability to an asset, you can partition off rooms. Now, let's just keep it simple right now. This is what I'll be doing today. I'll be taking measurements because what I had to do is I had to construct a wall. And let's look at the parts. Sole plate at the bottom. Okay. Then you have at the top, the top plate. Let me see if I get this bigger. Okay. Sole plate at the bottom, like soles of your feet. At the very top, now they call it a wall top, but let's say top plate. Wall top plate, okay. So wall sole plate, or the sole plate. Then is the wall top plate. All right. Then you have on the end, you have the king stud. Studs go up and down. That's the panel of wood that goes up and down, the studs. All right, and there's no need to go into joists today because we're dealing with walls. And then you see we're going to need an opening for our door. So on the interior of that, you got on the other side of the king stud, you have the jack stud. Then you have a header, and then above the header, but below the top plate, you have cripple studs. So there are two cripple studs, a header, jack stud, king stud, wall plate. So that's how many is one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 fundamental things to this. And then you can count up the amount of wood that you're going to need. Okay. And then you can even number this if you want to. Wall plate, this number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Right now, let's go to the, and this is what I'll be working with. I'm putting a star by this. This is my today project. Today's project. Actually, I got to line everything else. Shouldn't cost me that much. I already have some of the wood already. Kim just made today's project. I'm sharing it. I mean, sharing this with myself. All right, because I'm gonna need a door here. But this is real simplified. Now let's go to the next picture. Where we have double top plate, and you got a double top plate on the first illustration as well. Cripple studs, see where they are. See where the king stud is. See where the jack stud is. See where the cripples are. No repetition, folks. Now let's go to the bottom picture. Okay, top plate. Now notice that this top plate doesn't have a double top plate. All right, 16 on center at the top. And that means that the studs are 16 inches away from each other. All right, you got your header, you got your cripple, king stud, jack stud, bottom plate. Bottom plate is also known as the sole plate. And so this gives you your fundamentals. So as I log off here in a few moments, I'm going to be taking measurements because right at the top, that's what I had to do today. I had to plan it all out. I got some of the wood already. And then I got to line up a couple other items. Maybe 2, 3, 4 other items. Because after I get this framed out, then we'll go to the next part of this. All right. But I had to make a partition. So, or a wall. Okay. I'm going to have to take some before pictures and some after pictures and in between pictures as well. Right. Okay, now let me find my studio again. And we're going to have some of these sessions where it'll be on video, live stream video, and that way you can follow it. All right, well, look, that's all for today because I got to get to work on this project. Have a good day. See you tomorrow.